Hi, here with a TV episode of Movies and a Meal, and this week I'm taking a look at the new Max series, The Girls on the Bus, which has aired 2 episodes so far and has new ones coming out each Thursday. Going into this one, there were several things that intrigued me, but 2 episodes in, I have to say there are also more than a few things about it that worry me. Before I dive into all of that, what is The Girls on the Bus all about? The series is based on a portion of the memoir Chasing Hillary by former New York Times reporter Amy Chozick, who created the series with Vampire Diaries producer Julie Pleck. It follows 4 female reporters on the campaign bus for a fictional presidential candidate. I almost always dig political fare, and I'll fully confess, I dug the soapy Vampire Diaries, and yes, watched it all the way to the end. And the cast in this one is also full of people I always like to watch. First up is Supergirl alum Melissa Benoist, who I always like to see, playing a political reporter for the fictional New York Tribune, back on the beat after her viral meltdown, when breaking down in tears when her preferred candidate lost in the last election made her the worst kind of sensation. Add in one of my very faves, Carla Gugino, as a fellow political reporter constantly working in her father's shadow, and I'm in. The main cast is rounded out by Natasha Benham as a younger reporter who mostly preaches to her Instagram flock as her form of reporting, and Christina Elmore in the thankless role of a black TV reporter working for the show's equivalent of Fox News. Throw in the always excellent Griffin Dunn as an editor for the Tribune, and you've got the makings of a great cast. The 4 of them are all engaging as we meet them on the ground in Iowa, and then on the bus together for a candidate crisscrossing the state. Juicy storylines abound, so far so good, right? Indeed, but I'm a little worried still about how this will end up. Part of that comes simply from the political times we're living in now, so no fault of the show's creators. I can't help but think this is going to go in a predictable and thoroughly preachy direction. Stop here if you don't want to have any spoilers from the What's Coming Next footage at the end of last week's episode. Among other things, it shows Benoist's character being arrested at the Republican National Convention, which can only be delivered, I'd imagine, in the most heavy-handed way. That said, I'm certainly still intrigued enough to keep watching this one for its 10-episode run, and depending on how it plays out, maybe even for a potential season 2. If you like political shows with plenty of humor, I'd recommend you at least give The Girls on the Bus a try. And so that's it for this week. You can reach us at moviesandthemealog@gmail.com, moviesandthemeal on X/Twitter, and do give us a listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. And thanks for listening.